Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steve, a self-proclaimed student of life, in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact this show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search and type in We Talk Productions and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, Haiti. The Haitian slave revolution is said to be the first successful slave revolt in the Americas. Did Haiti really gain their freedom from oppression and degradation? I have read about, well, a couple of articles. I read some horrific stories about the European nations, how the European nations continue to exploit Haitian labor, government, and resources after collapsing the lucrative sugar industry in Haiti after the Haitian Revolution. Because, you know, that was a major sugar producer, I think. Sugar produced a lot of sugar out there. We hooked on that stuff. You know, the one with their slaves revolted against their enslavers in Haiti, that Haitian Revolution. I don't know if people even, is that even on anybody's radar, but should be. Based on Haiti's natural resources, Haiti should be like Saudi Arabia, but I assure you, it is not. Well, you might think that it would be like Saudi Arabia anyway. Haiti is not a shadow of what it was when the Africans were enslaved there. There historically appears to be intentional internal and external forces that play critical roles in the conspiracy to rape and plunder Haitian people and their resources. France made them pay the Free Haitians battleship gunpoint, they say, in an article, made them an offer they could not refuse, extorting a fortune out of Haiti in the form of reparations, which is kind of crazy. I mean, if that's okay for France to do that, then I think folk in America is long overdue some reparations. If you can enslave somebody, then they fight for what they're supposed to fight for, which is kicking you out of their lives. Then you have to pay for that. That's clear. That's what they did with the slaves here. Some slaves worked for their freedom. They had to pay, which is crazy. Anyway. To this day, Haitians can't seem to get to rid themselves of these high and mighty enslaving, sucking the life out of a country bloodsuckers. Some claim to be acting in the best interest of Haitians. So, what did Haiti do to deserve such an ill fate? Well, let's go back and take a look at Haiti. The Haitian Revolution's impact on U.S. slavery to be discussed, right? This is from failserver.com. The revolt in the islands, Caribbean location in the southeast of the United States, was too close for a lot of white Americans. It's the black slave revolt, because, you know, they were already worried about slave revolts in America, right? Thomas Jefferson, a slaveholder, right, branded the black Haitians as cannibals who feared would infect enslaved African Americans in the U.S. with a spirit of revolt. This success would make the slaves in America say, oh, they did it. We can take this joint over too. Right? From Thought Company. .com. The Haitian Revolution, successful revolt by an enslaved people, one of the few complete social revolutions in modern history, they say, right? These guys got it done, they say. They rid themselves of their oppressors, in a way, anyway. And one way they did, another way, it seems like they didn't or couldn't. This is by Rebecca Boldenheimer. Said the Haitian Revolution was the only successful revolt by enslaved black people in history, and it led to the creation of the second independent nation in the Western Hemisphere after the United States, right? The United States Then you had Haiti, right? Inspired in large by the French Revolution, she says, diverse groups in the colony of Saint Dominique began fighting against French colonial power in 1791. Independence was not fully achieved until 1804, at which a complete social revolution had taken place, where formerly enslaved people had become leaders of a nation. So we're going to give a pound for Haiti. So some facts, the Haitian Revolution, short description. The only successful revolt by enslaved black people in modern history led to the independence of Haitians, right? Key players, Toussaint L'Ouverture, Jean-Jacques, started 1791, ended 1804. Location, the French colony of Saint Dominique in the Caribbean, currently Haiti and the Dominican Republic, right? Background and causes. The French Revolution, they say, in 1789 was a significant event for the imminent rebellion in Haiti. The Declaration of Rights of Man and of the Citizen was adopted in 1791, declaring liberty, equality, and fraternity. Historian Franklin Knight calls the Haitian Revolution the inadvertent stepchild of the French Revolution. I thought that was interesting that was even said. In 1789, the French colony of Saint Dominique was the most successful plantation colony in the Americas. It was the most successful plantation in the colony. It supplied France with 66% of its tropical produce and accounted for 33% of French foreign trade. Okay, so a population of 500,000, 80% of whom were enslaved people. Between 1680 and 1776, roughly 800,000 Africans were imported to the island, one-third of whom died within the first few years. So you talk about your Trail of Tears, right? Do you have your Holocaust? Do you have a African Holocaust? That's just one of many that took place, right? The colony was the home of about 30,000 white people and a roughly similar number of Afranchis, a group of free individuals composed mainly of mixed race people. So that's like, I guess they were like second class citizens, right? They weren't white, so I doubt very seriously they had the same privileges as white people. But they had better privileges of a slave, much better. Society in Saint Dominique was divided along both classes and color. Of course it was. With Afranchis and white people often at odds in terms of how to interpret the language of the French Revolution, right? White elites sought greater economic autonomy from the metropolis, France. So the white elites, just, I guess they didn't want to pay taxes, just like the guys in the North America. They wanted to get away from Britain. They say, hey, taxation and no representation, more money for me, more money, more money, more money, more money, right? So it was about that money at any cost, I guess. The working class or the poor white people, they argued for the equality of all white people, not just for land, white people that own land, the affluent, basically, right? The Afranchis aspired to the power of white people. Of course they did, because they were black people. They called them mulattoes, which is a slang, right? For a person who's born of a so-called mixed race, right? We ain't going to get into all that, the technicalities of all this, is mixed race, and is it a race and all that race, where it came from. We all, well, hopefully some of us know where the concept of race came from. Not going to go there. to the power of white people that tells you that they didn't have the same get the same respect, right? And begun to amass wealth as landowners, often being enslavers themselves. So here we have some black folk, right? Light-skinned black folk, right? Taking advantage of this slave culture. Beginning in the 1860s, white colonists began to restrict the rights of the affranchised, right? Also inspired by the French Revolution, enslaved black people increasingly engaged in maroonage, running away from plantations to the mountains interior. So they took off into the terrain where I guess where nobody wanted to go. It was hard to find you and stuff like that. France granted almost complete autonomy to Saint Dominique in 1790. However, it left an open issue regarding the rights of the affranchised, and white planters refused to recognize them as equals, creating a more volatile situation. So the white people said, hell no. You know, those N-words, hell no. Right? So they wouldn't have it. They said, he's not the same as me. Right? So in October 1790, the affranchised armed revolt against white colonial authorities. It's funny how do people think they can treat people bad and nothing is going to happen, nothing. And these people are in a position to do something. In April 1791, revolts by enslaved black people began. The next year, it began to break out. France extended some rights to a franchise, which angered white colonists. So now you got the white guys, they mad, right? They say, what? So the beginning of about 1791, enslaved people and mulattoes, or light-skinned black people, or very, very fair-skinned black people, probably with fine hair and stuff like that, maybe eye coloring or some, things like that, were fighting separately for their own agendas. So we had two revolts going on the island. Basically, the darker black people and the poorer ones, or light-skinned ones, and who are more affluent, right? Both fighting to get the proverbial white foot off of their neck and get some respect, right? So they rumbling. The Haitian Revolution is considered to have begun officially on August 14th, 1991, with the Bayous Cayman ceremony, a voodoo ritual presided over by Bokman, a Maroon leader and a voodoo priest from Jamaica. This resulted in months of the meeting was a result of months of strategizing and planning by the enslaved people in the northern area of the colony, who were recognized as leaders of their respective plantations. Okay, so we had social order at all levels. Due to the fighting, the French National Assembly revoked the decree granting limited rights to the affranchised in September 1791. So that's when the darker black people started rumbling. They revoked them, right? Which only spurred on their rebellion. Oh, putting us in the same boat as them, right? That same month, enslaved people burnt one of the colony's most important cities, La Cap, to the ground. The following month, Port-au-Prince was burned to the ground in fighting between white peoples and the affranchised, right? So here we have it. It's on. Y'all just treating the black man wrong on all levels. Historian Franklin Knight calls the Haitian Revolution the inadvertent stepchild of the French Revolution. Those Negroes couldn't be so tired of being enslaved or forced to work for nothing or being less than white folks that a revolution would be in order. According to this historian, the French Revolution inspired Haitians to revolt more than their own diminished condition. Even the Haitian Revolution was inadvertently inspired by white folks and not their enslavement. Got to pay attention to how people write stuff. Britannica says it, you know, as I said, a Frenchie were the mulatto people of mixed African and European descent, or blacks. Haitian society was deeply fragmented by skin color, class, and gender. So that's a lot of division right there. You can rule through division better than you can people being united. Through keep people, the more division you have, the more different types of religions and nationalities and cultures and trains of thoughts you have, the better you chance you have of ruling those people, because those people will never come together against you, or be more for them to do that. Less likely, I use that term. So that's an excellent strategy for an oppressor, not for a leader. The French granted rights to a franchise in an attempt to further divide the American population, the African population in Haiti. Right? It's just because you're making people feel like they're not them. You don't have to, we don't see you like we see them. They are slaves, so you don't have to worry about that. You know, it makes you feel better about who you are because you have somebody to look down on. And that works for some people. That does not work for everybody. So maybe the concept of light skin being the right skin came from European domination of Africans and their favoring the offspring of the enslaver, but a light-skinned offspring. You know, the offspring don't always get favored. Sometimes the offspring gets slain, right? Both the European and the affranchised mulatto represent some form of dominance or hierarchy or higher social status than the slave, right? That does not take the place of freedom and equality, though. This being more, well, I'm going to use this term, valued or respected than the slave, a person they treat like an animal, that's not saying too much for you. You being associated to that, even though they are of the same hue, but... if that's where you're measuring yourself from the bottom of society, then you, I don't think these guys were. That's why they were fighting on separate battlefields. You know, they didn't see their thing like, I guess, the other folks' things. Anyway, company continued. 1792 to 1804, the Haitian Revolution was chaotic. They said it was so many, like they was rumbling all over the island. Different parties were warring simultaneously, enslaving people, a franchise, working class, white people, elite white people, invading Spanish, English troops, battling for control of the colony, and the French military. They was just getting on Haiti. And that's a hell of a place to, excellent place to die, terrible place to be living at this time, right? Alliances were struck quickly and dissolved. In 1792, black people in the Affranchise became allies with the British fighting against the French. And in 1793, they allied with the Spanish. So I guess everybody was rumbling the French, the British against the French, the Spanish against the French. I guess the French are dominated, right? The French often tried to get enslaved people to join their forces by offering them freedom to help put down the rebellion. A little too late for that. All you had to do is treat people right and you wouldn't have had no rebellion. But oppressors and tyrants are kind of narcissistic. In September 1793, a number of reforms took place in France, including the abolition of colonial enslavement. While colonists began negotiating with enslaved people for increased rights, listen to this, negotiating for the language. It's just the train of thought here is bizarre. You're negotiating with enslaved people for increased rights. The rebels led by Toussaint Louverture, I don't even know how to say his name, Louverture, understood that without land ownership, they could not stop fighting, which means they had to own it. They had to have it all. Like, that's it. Message, right? Owning the land, right? Real estate, right? You see a lot of people today trying to control real estate. And real estate is already controlled right now anyway. I don't care. You can manipulate it, but it's already controlled. Everything is already spoken for, right? If you don't believe me, go try to claim something. You're going to have to pay somebody for it. There's no land out there. You're just going to say, oh, this is my, this is going to be my stuff right here. It's all spoken for. The oceans and the land. And they're speaking for the sky nowadays. So Toussaint and his gang, they say, oh, no. We can't have these guys even thinking they own anything here. Because they own the land. They control the land. They control everything we do on the land. They're going to pimp us out. So they said, nope, we're going to keep rumbling. So throughout 1794, the three European forces took control of different parts of the island. Toussaint aligned with different colonial powers at different times. So these guys are something else. It's like gang war right here. We pulling with them. We pulling now. We fighting y'all. We with them. You know, it's something else. So in 1795, Britain and Spain signed a peace treaty and ceded Saint Dominique to the French. By 1796, Toussaint had established dominance in the colony, though his hold on power was tenuous. So he's there, but who knows how long he keep it, right? So, because if you have something, this is a perfect example of if you have something of value, if you can't defend it, you will lose it. That's what happened with Black Wall Street. They had something of value. They weren't able to defend it. And I'm just going to say this is what happened to a lot of black people in this country. We had something, our own lives, and we weren't able to defend it. And a lot of us lost it just on being black, right? So you have to be able to defend yourself, and not just physically, mentally, spiritually, and, you know, socially, economically. You have to be able to defend yourself. If you have something, you want to keep it. And in 1799, a civil war broke out between Toussaint and the Afrenches. Now, why was they fighting? Look at this. This is everybody fighting. They was fighting. They was fighting separately, then they fought together, then they fought each other. This is going on. See, this kind of division right here, this was inbred in these people right here. I was surprised they even fought together at any time. But in the 1800s, Toussaint invaded Santo Domingo, the eastern half of the island, modern-day Dominican Republic, to bring it under his control. Between 1800 and 1802, Toussaint tried to rebuild the destroyed economy of Saint Dominique. He reopened commercial relations with the U.S. and Britain, restored sugar and coffee estates to operating condition, and halted the wide-scale killing of white folk. So they was out there. What's that guy? Nat Turner. They made Nat Turner look like a Boy Scout. You know, it's a shame that they have to do this wide-scale killing white people. You just think about this here, because somebody might look at this and say, oh, those animals, they're just killing white people. But it should have been saying that when they was enslaving black people, doing all that nasty stuff to them, killing them, raping them, and making them work, you know, stuffing them in ships. And, you know, that's horrific. So you can't just one side of things. You got to look at why these people killing these white folks. And it's sad that white people had to die down there like that, because there might have been some white folks that was like in support of them. You don't even know. But, you know, at the time, they in war. And I see this thing they got going over here in, what's that, Palestine? got that going over there. You got this thing in the Ukraine. But guess what? They're not the only places of war on this country. Right now, those are the media is blasting those two places. But stuff is happening all around the world. Everywhere. So he even discussed important new Africans to jumpstart the plantation economy. No. That sounds suspicious to me too, Simon. What you mean you're going to import new Africans to jumpstart the plantation? Import how? You're like, what the hell is Toussaint talking about? He outlawed the very popular voodoo religion and established Catholicism, right? Colony's main religion, and angered many enslaved people. See, because now Toussaint's starting to sound like a tyrant, because I would have left that alone. And import new Africans. What the hell does that mean? He sound like a white guy. Like, yo, we need some more of these things from over there to come over here and work. So they came over here in the belly of ships, and many died. So is Toussaint advocating doing that again with his own folks? To see that removed? Is he not the guy that had the vision that we thought he had? Or some of us may have thought he had for black folks? He established the Constitution in 1801 that asserted that the colony's autonomy with respect to France and became the de facto dictator, naming himself Governor General for life. So Toussaint's a bit of a tyrant, right? Because, you know, good thing you fought, you kicked the French out. That's nice. But this all this here, voodoo religion is established, is outlawed, and Catholicism is the main religion. You don't get to do that. So I didn't know that about Toussaint myself. But the final years of the revolution, Napoleon Bonaparte had assumed power in France in 1799, had dreams of restoring the system of enslavement in Saint-Dominique. And he saw Toussaint and the Africans in general as uncivilized. Bonaparte sent his brother-in-law, Charles Leclerc, to invade the colony in 1801. Many white planters supported Bonaparte's invasion. Furthermore, Toussaint faced opposition from enslaved black people. See that? Because you're impressing them. You're not being fair. Felt he was continuing to exploit them and who was not instituting land reform. So that sounds like a changing of the guard, the color of the guard. And not so much of a revolution where the people rule, right? In the early 1802, many of his top generals had defected to the French side, and Toussaint was eventually forced to sign an armistice, right, an agreement in May 1802. But what's it? This guy, Leclerc betrayed the terms of the treaty and tricked Toussaint into getting arrested. He was exiled to France, where he died in prison in 1803. So that's a lesson in humility, which Toussaint didn't appear to have toward so-called people who were the slaves. And, like, you know, the man on the bottom. And we probably got that going on right now. The people on the bottom are just viewed as less than to the people who are doing better, no matter what color they are. Believing that France's intention was to restore the system of enslavement in the colony, black people and the Afranchists, led by two of Toussaint's former generals, Jean-Jacques de Salines, and Henry Christophe reunited the rebellion against the French in late 1882. Many French soldiers died from yellow fever, contributing to the victories of these two generals, right? So they're trying to say they had help with biological, inadvertently biological agent, yellow fever. Didn't they have that thing over there the whole time? Anyway. De Salines created the Haitian flag in 1803, whose colors represent the alliance of black and mixed race people against white people. And that sounds more like a unity of the people. The people being black people, who were the people who were degraded and treated less than in that country, right? The French began to withdraw troops in August 1803. On January 1st, 1804, the Salinas published the Declaration of Independence and abolished the colony of Saint Domingo. The original indigenous Tiano name of the island, Haiti, was restored. Tiano, I don't know if y'all know about Tiano and Christopher Columbus and the Tiano of people that he raped, murdered, tortured, butchered. But pay attention to the indigenous Tiano here in these islands. So the effects of the revolution, the success of the revolt inspired similar uprisings in Jamaica, Grenada, Colombia, and Venezuela. Plantation owners lived in fear that the societies would become another Haiti. I don't know if people know that most of the slaves, I think only 10% of the slaves came to America. So they were afraid of that, that black people would rise up, which they should have rose up and take over like they did in Haiti. They were very afraid of that. Like in Cuba, during the wars of independence, the Spanish were able to use the specter of the Haitian Revolution as a threat to white enslavers. If landowners supported Cuban independence fighters, their enslaved people would rise up and kill their white enslavers. And Cuba, well, that kind of says that there are more black people there than white people, but the white people are ruling. There was also a mass exodus from Haiti during the revolution. The slave owners fleeing with their enslaved people to Cuba, Jamaica, Louisiana. It's possible that up to 60% of the population that lives in St. Dominique in 1789 died between 1790 and 1796. The newly independent Haiti was isolated by all the Western powers. All the Western powers are European powers, right? France would not recognize Haiti's independence until 1825. U.S. did not establish diplomatic relations with the island until 1862. What had been the wealthiest colony in the Americas became one of the poorest and the least developed. So they contributed to the downfall of Haiti. The sugar economy was transferred to colonies where enslavement was still legal, like Cuba, and quickly with Domingo as the world's leading sugar producer in the early 19th century. The Haitians were forced to destroy the entire colonial social economic structure that was the reason for their imperial importance. And in destroying the institution of slavery, they unwittingly agreed to terminate their connection to their entire international superstructure that perpetuated the practice and the plantation economy. That was an incalculable price for freedom and independence. So basically, it just tore down the resources they had to build up Haiti. And these European countries refused to do business with them. They helped them fall. They actually tripped them. So the Haitian case represented the first complete social revolution in modern history. No greater change could manifest than the slaves becoming masters of their destinies within a free state. So my question is, were they really masters of their destiny? Because it seems like their destiny was interdependent on European countries, because while they were slaves, Haiti flourished. The sugar, they made a lot of the sugar, right? The French, this is what happened from the New York Times. A French warship with cannons sailed into the port of Haitian capital in 1825. An embassy from King Charles X came ashore and delivered an astonishing demand. France wanted reparations from the people it had enslaved. What's wrong with this picture? ordinary. This is called robbery, actually. This we call robbery. Pull a gun out. You ask somebody for something you don't deserve. That's theirs. That you don't deserve, no matter what kind of reason you say. It's you don't deserve it. You're not supposed to have it. That's robbery. Ordinarily, the defeated ones who pay reparations, not the victors. Well, how about the people who enslave are the ones that owe reparations? Anyway, the true cause of Haiti then and today. Haiti made over the course of 64 years, it was tracked how much money they made. And all they added up to about $560 million in today's dollar. So actually, $1 million used to be worth more than it is now. Now it's not. As you can see, bread costs like four. You get it, make us $5 for a loaf of bread. So $1 million is not the same thing as it used to be, right? Anyway, they said they viewed some archival documents, and the correspondents calculated that the payments to France cost Haiti from $21 billion to $115 million in lost economic growth over time. That is as much as eight times the size of Haiti's entire economy in 2020. So they robbed Haiti and enslaved them. Because how did that even happen, right? Neocolonialism thought debt through debt. That's what this Thomas Piketty says, right? This drain has totally disrupted the process of state building. So in a way, they economically enslaved Haiti. So how the hell did they do that? The double debt, they called it, pushed Haiti into a cycle of debts that hobbled the country for more than 100 years. They just sucked the life, the economic life out of Haiti. How did Haiti even succumb to something like that? That is an act of war. Yes, a battleship coming into any of your waters, telling you to give you some money that they don't deserve. Why didn't Haitians fight? That doesn't sound like freedom to me. Paying your enslaver or being forced to pay your enslaver isn't my idea of being freedom, of being free. But as we know, that's what happened to the slaves in North America. They got to pay for it and then get treated like dirt, right? And well up to the 60s, black people were swinging from trees and, nobody was going to jail for it. Well, many people didn't go to jail for it. I won't say nobody. Well, lots of people just got away with, stringing on black folks up. From the New York Times, half a century of crushing payments tied to the double debt, Haitians celebrated the news that at last the country would have its own national bank. The sort of institution that in Europe had financed railroads and factories. But the National Bank of Haiti was Haitian in name only. The National Bank in Haiti was Haitian in name only. It was a creation of the Credit Industrial et Commercial, a Paris-based bank commonly known as CIC, and its investors. They controlled Haiti's National Bank from Paris and took a commission on nearly every transaction the Haitian government made. Is that freedom? Original records uncovered by the Times show that Credit Industrial and its investors siphoned tens of millions of dollars out of Haiti while saddling the country with still more loans. So this, to me, this is just another form of slavery. Pimping. They betrayed their they were betrayed by their own brothers and then by foreign powers. So that means you had people in Haiti who basically, what we call sellouts, right? Going along with this thing for their own personal interests. So that thing's still going on today. We still have people in positions that are they're there for their own personal interest, not for the people. The U.S. treated Haitian like a cash register. When the American military invaded Haiti in the summer of 1915, the official explanation was that Haiti was too poor and too unstable to be left on its own devices. You know how many places they should be invading if Haiti is too poor, unstable? You know how many places that are poor and unstable? So who invades the country because it's poor and unstable? Nobody. Hold on, caller. So these guys made little effort to mask its contempt for the African race. So casting the occupation as a civilizing mission intended to end anarchy, savagery, and oppression. So they going down there to instate anarchy, savagery, and oppression as a method of trying to end anarchy, savagery, and oppression. So a small team of Marines in Haiti's National Bank strolled out with $500,000 in gold. Within days, it was in the vault in Wall Street Bank going on. The general in charge of the U.S. forces described itself as a racketeer for capitalism. The National Bank was the predecessor of Citigroup, along with other powers on Wall Street. It pushed Washington to seize control of Haiti and its finances. According to the decades of diplomatic correspondence, financial reports, archival records reviewed by the Times. For decades to come, the United States was the dominant power in Haiti. Dissolving parliament at gunpoint, killing thousands, and shipping a big portion of Haiti's earnings to bankers in New York, while the farmers who helped generate the profits often lived near starvation. That's what we call slavery. So when did it end? That's what I'm trying to figure out. They say it was a successful revolution, but these people were still enslaved in 1915 by the U.S., not the us, not us, U.S., right? Interest groups. But they also point to the American use of forced labor with soldiers tying up workers in ropes, making Haitians build roads for no pay and shooting those who tried to flee. Now, this is the Times reporting this. For a decade, a quarter of Haitians' total revenue went to paying debts controlled by the National City Bank and its affiliate. The American officers who control Haiti's finances spent more of its money paying their own salaries and expenses than on public health for the entire country of about 2 million people. I don't even know who listened to this show, but y'all got to be, look, y'all over there looking over there to the east. Y'all better look right here. We at 8282. Welcome to Provocative Thought.
Hello, how you doing?
All right, my brother.
The people of Haiti, if they want to trace the origin of who their enemy is, it's the same enemy that the black man in America has. And that's the white man in the white country, the white nations. America is raping Haiti, has been raping Haiti, and to this day is the worst enemy that the people of Haiti have. Now, they're portraying them as these poor people in this poor land, but Haiti has more resources than you can imagine. Now, everybody knows that Venezuela is supposed to be the third largest reservoir of oil in the world. Well, Haiti has more oil than Venezuela. The Venezuelan oil is a drop in the bucket compared to what oil is in Haiti. Now, America goes through uses all its resources to keep Haiti disorganized and in chaos. you know. And now the latest effort is they've come up with a UN resolution to hire another African sellout, William Ruto of Kenya, to send 1,000 Kenyans over to Africa, over to Haiti to help them deal with the gangs. When the only gangs that are confronting the Haitians are American gangs. It's always been American gangs. American oppression. You know, anytime, how you gonna complain about a gang problem in Haiti when the Haiti police force was not allowed to have weapons? America won't even let them get weapons to control their own area. But they're over there. They've been trying to control and oppress the Haitian people. You talk about 1900s. That's when America invaded Haiti. And they've invaded Haiti several times since then to take control of that. Do you know
just
Haiti doesn't even have a president? Because they actually came in and kidnapped the country. The president, the legally elected president, Arafat, from Haiti, and took him over to Central African Republic, kicked him out of his own country. The latest president that they had, the CIA sent people in there and killed them. They assassinated the president of Haiti. And there's black guys in jail in Florida right now who were admitted that they've been sent by the CIA pretending to be the DEA, came in and killed the president in Haiti. So all this about these savages, they portray them as, oh, savages, terrible, wild Negroes, and we need to be coming in to save them from themselves. You coming in to continue the exploitation, same as anywhere else in the world.
Right. That was the story. That has always been the story, right?
Right. Always been the story. Like these uncouth, uncivilized savages cannot manage themselves, and they've been like that since the revolution and the white folks was massacred and they ran out of there. But that's the thing. Now you talk about Louverture, but he wasn't the one. That's the thing was the man, and that's the thing, and they freed Haiti. And one thing the crackers do not understand or do not approve of is the fact Negroes can say what they want about Haiti, but the blacks in Haiti own their land. What blacks own what land anywhere? Crackers control their own land anywhere. Just like they still control Africa. They want to send Kenya's president want to come over there and help Africa. You know, just like Negroes is running around, think they're portraying like going back to Ghana as the promised land. America still got Ghana on remote control. Ghana do whatever Biden say. Anytime they're willing to put troops, black troops, on black land to fight black people in Niger. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, so I didn't know. The best thing we can do for them is support them and help them throw these crackers out of Haiti. You know what I mean? Because basically, this whole game, this whole illusion of trouble that white man always trying to save, he want to save the poor Negro. I mean, you got to be a fool to even entertain any time a white man claims he want to come save you. That should be a red flag. Your head shaking. You know the game. You know what I mean?
So, right.
Because they're not there to help black people nowhere in the world. They're here to rape, rob, and oppress.
Right.
Steal their resources. Now, the other side of that is in Dominica. You know, we got poppies, so-called poppy stores here. We run around talking about black and brown coalition. Ain't no black and brown coalition. The poppies in this city is not your brother. They using the money that they get from selling dope in your community to take over your community and send the money back the Dominica to murder Haitians, to oppress Haitians. It's just, people don't realize that that's the same piece of land, same island. Haiti
right.
and Dominican Republic, and same
it's all
island.
One. Right.
Right.
I forget the name for it. I had a name somewhere in here. I forget the
Santo Domingo.
Right. Santo Domingo, yeah, it's one place.
Yeah.
Right.
At one time, Andrew Jackson, back in the day, he had subjected, he had presented a solution. They wanted to send all of us after slavery, so-called emancipation. One of the plans they came up with was to send all of us over there. You know, kick all the niggas out of America, take them over, send them to Domingo. But, you know,
hey.
Yeah,
on your own land?
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
They was going to kick us out of, it might not have been a bad idea. You know what I mean? But they over there, they over there oppressing. Right now, they over there, the Dominicans and the white folks is, you know, it's something we need to be pay attention to here and there everywhere. The future wars are going to be over for real world resources, water.
Right.
They're over there fighting over water, blocking
right.
the water from the Haitians. You know what I mean? But it's a worldwide thing, you know. So we better stop. We better, you know, figure out how to stick together and develop a plan for self-sufficiency. Because like the old saying goes, if we don't hang together, they're going to hang us separately.
That's right. I'll continue to hang us separately, you mean, right? Continue.
Right. Continue. That's the plan.
Yeah, look, they got, like you said, the reserves are larger than Venezuela. It has also huge resources of gold. You know, we got, they got to think about gold-backed money, and they use fiat money in the United States, minerals and uranium.
Yeah, iridium. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going
to
control the whole future. The whole future
right.
is going to be dependent on these resources.
Right. It's been invaded by the UN, U.S. military forces, EU, European Union, and what's that? Huh?
Because they got nothing. All of them got nothing. Nothing.
That's, they all well.
France would die. France would be on welfare. France is on welfare without exploiting African resources. France would be broke. They would be famine. They would be suffering. They're going to suffer. Soon as black folks get enough courage and get enough sense to be acting in their own interest. You know.
Well, this is one. The reason why I did this show tonight because this is one invasion that's not being covered by the news. I'm like, well, okay, they getting one over there. That's right. Okay, but what about this invasion? And I didn't hear anything about it. You? Or mainstream?
No, they're not promoting it at all. But because it's part of the ongoing, you know, a lot of people, and it's well known that the white world has organized together, keep their foot on Haiti's throat since they got kicked out. Like you said, the most craziest thing in the world is for you to pay reparations to somebody that matter murdering your children.
Right.
You know?
Like, I owe you money? It's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on, wait a minute.
But
this is
the
you.
Same thing in Africa. But they talking about Burkina Faso and all this stuff. France poured cement. They just destroyed everything they built there. Everything that they built there, which was built to transport the resources of Africa to the sea for them to ship it back home. Everything they built to do that, they destroyed. And then still gave all these African countries, French-owned colonies, a bill for everything they built there. And they destroyed. They went out of their way to destroy. You know.
Yeah. It's crazy that this is just right up in your face, like, you know, all that rescuing people. They calling people gangs. They probably the people trying to survive up in Haiti. They didn't force these people into this situation. Now they forming these you know, confederations themselves and things like that. And they have guns. I'm assuming the gangs do have guns, and that's what makes
them
dangerous.
Yeah, they're giving them guns, but they're giving guns to wrong people. Create the wrong situations.
Right.
And anybody that's fighting to maintain civil society, the white folks is actually working against. You know, the people, the owners, and the people that are the Lebanese, and it's all white exploiters. The people that so-called control the resources. But it's all, like you said, it's all Americans. It's all Wells Fargo. It's all the, you know, American banks that's
right.
deriving and extracting all the resources. And they've been stealing gold.
The thing I personally don't like is they keep saying U.S. and it's just like, yo, ain't no us in this U.S. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, it's U.S., but it's not U.S. You know what I'm saying? It's oligarchs, the bankers, the corporations, everybody but us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We ain't got a dime in that quarter.
We ain't got nothing, man. We got a wooden nickel. It's like, yo, like, why they keep saying that? Like, that's the thing that's supposed to bring everybody in on the gag. Like, this is U.S. interest.
Right.
That's all they got to say? Is that all
they
say?
Right.
I mean, are we that deprived that all somebody say this is U.S. interest and we on board with it? Oh, he doing it for us. You know? It's crazy.
But anybody that says that, you know he's a fool.
That's right.
Anybody talking about U.S. interest, because the U.S. has never had an interest for the black man. Never had any interest. We never had any beneficiary relationship with the booties, the loot that this country been stealing around the world.
Right. So this is equivalent. This is worse than. I don't even remember the riots how people just running in stores and stuff like that. Well, this is that on an international basis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same
right.
thing.
Well,
but nobody's hollering. Ain't nobody hollering about this.
Yeah, I think it's terrible thing, and the worst part about it is that they trying to hire black people. They actually offering Kenya $100 million to come in there and kill black people.
Mm-hmm.
$100 million to come do our dirty work for us, and the people of Kenya don't get that $100 million. Rudo and his people, you know.
That's right. Whoever at the top of that gets that.
Right.
There's no us over there either. That's not what. I mean, that's the way they're running it. Like, yo, this is tyranny, man. It's not. What is it? Like, yo, do people even know what kind of condition they really live under? Or do they just think that, you know, because you can get high,
you know,
you can get sex, you can be entertained, that you're doing great, you know? And I guess that's a hell of a sleeping pill, right? You know what I'm saying? That those three
right.
things, you know?
Right.
That will put you to sleep.
Illusion of autonomy. It's the illusion of autonomy. Illusion of independence. You can do what they allow you to do. You know, they got a big thing. They got, like, Nigeria. Nigeria's president is documented to have been a major. He was a bag man for dope gangs in Chicago, and they protected him. No man. The FBI actually took $500,000 from him. He got busted inside the dope ring, but they let him go. He let him walk off. They took the money. They took a lot of his money, but they let him go because now they control him. The president of Nigeria does whatever Biden tells him to do. And he tried to go to war on Africa, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All that independence, freedom. We don't have it. Haiti is still fighting for it.
Right.
But they got more than us here, because, you know, here they took all our land, everything. You know, they took everything, they flooded.
Everything is spoken for. Everything is already, the whole planet has already been divvied up. So the only thing you can do is manipulate all of land. You not owning nothing right now unless you take it.
That's right.
Or somebody
you
give it to you. And nobody going to give you
no
land.
There's no such thing as that. There's no such thing as that. We got people worrying about and crying about Bill Gates being the largest farm landowner in America. He's buying all, they're in Africa doing the same thing.
Mm.
And GMO and all the land. You know what I mean? GMO, and we're at war. It's a war for survival. It's a war of resources. You know, the people, we got to understand that the people who consume 60-70% of the world's resources, only less than 1% of the world. Yeah.
What was the guy? What was the leader you said they what's his name? Charlemagne Perrapte? That's the guy you were talking about?
Who?
Charlemagne Perrapte.
Haiti?
A leader,
that's
yeah.
That's the name. Man.
Okay, this guy Charlemagne Perrapte was lynched in 1919. And they paraded his half-naked body around on a door frame draped in a Haitian flag. At the end of the flagpole stood a crucifix. So that's the kind of thing. This is American writer, activist James Weldon Johnson wrote.
And they got his head somewhere in Europe. They got his head.
They had a lack of, let me see, they said it was a group of Marines kicking around a man's head in an effort to frighten rebels in the area. So these guys were down there just buck wild. They're doing they was the Romans. Alexander the Great kind of like stuff, that's doing what they want to do. As the song goes, your butt is mine. Violence and racism was rampant among U.S. forces. Military camps have been built throughout the island.
Yeah.
A copy of natives was taken for military use. Haitians carrying a gun were for a time shot at on site. Many Haitians not carrying guns were also, of course they were. If they shooting ones with the guns, it's easier to shoot somebody without one. We know that, right? So these are just excerpts of what people witness of down in there. Machine guns have been turned on crowds of unarmed natives, and United States Marines have, by accounts, which several of them gave me a casual conversation, not troubled to investigate how many were killed or wounded. So they're just killing people and going to have a sandwich.
That's right.
They said U.S. atrocities in the region.
Same thing going on in the Congo. Same thing all over the fucking world. Wherever the white man is, that's what's going on.
And this is
that's
in the 20s and the 30s. Kept on the rap spot in military censorship, which we probably experiencing some censorship now, right? Because we're not even getting a whiff of all these European countries, coming down on Haiti now. They now going to Haiti because they're so out of control. You know, we got to do something. Like, don't they think that Putin is out of control?
Right.
Why they going over there? And what's the other boy named Kim? Dooku Kim or something? Don't they think he's out of control? Why ain't going over there?
He got that shit.
That's why you got that hot stuff, right?
Because Kim's
having
that shit.
Like, I'm like, yo, what is this? No. You know
every time Kim says something, every time Kim, they say, oh, ain't he funny? He just tripping. He crazy. No, we ain't crazy. We ain't going over there. America ain't going over there fucking with them. Because he got some shit for their ass. They ain't fucking with me. Shit getting ready to get crazy. Yeah, definitely going crazy.
Even the general that they sent down there knew, he called, he said he helped raping of half of a dozen Central American Republicans for the benefits of who? Them. Wall Street. This is what the general was saying. He said he was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American Republicans. That's why them people running up here. They say it was already messed up, and it was, I guess, even messed up even worse. What is going on here? After the United States left in 1934, their successors continued boistering. Port Art Prince's control over rural politics, appropriating peasant land for factories that produce commodities for the United States. They just took stuff from people and put U.S. Interest, factories and stuff on it. So it was said that they got to see. Haiti has another problem, as I spoke about the internal issue they have with their people who look like them, who are not after their best. They're the Haitians people. Best interest. They got to get rid of them guys. Those guys got to go by any means necessary.
Yeah. Because we need what you're sitting on. And people are so foolish. Their resources, they fail to see the reason behind. They got us, we looking at all the wrong things. Concerned about them. Here we is worried about somebody taking up the fucking cheesecake factory, and these people are raping the world. We worry about dumb shit. All nonsense.
They say many of the leaders have been accused of favoring U.S. interests over the interests of Haiti's poor and working class. So they had some serious sellouts over there. Because they are... And I guess those are the Haitians that they allow to come into the United States. And the other ones were the ones we saw sitting on the boats in the inner tubes and on the boats that seemed like they were sinking, that they weren't allowing them to come because they don't want them. So I don't know if anybody remember that, but they showed the Haitians, they wouldn't let them in the country. They was all in the water, sitting
they
on the water
or
whatever.
They still want them in the country. But, you go down the border control, they got more Haitians down there in cages than they do Mexican.
Well, they said that Biden's policy made it difficult for Haitians to come into America.
Well, they ain't never done that. Die, nigga, die. And it's not just there, it's all over the world. They got a big thing about the African, the African flight to Europe, the refugees, the migrant issue. Well, we got to go to Europe, our people. Got to go to Europe because that's where all they shit at. You know what I mean?
We got to go to Europe because... Because
all their stuff, all their resources, all their... Everything in Europe was stolen out of Africa. So the African people are suffering such that they can't live decently without plowing their shit. Because they don't have enough, because the Europeans control the leadership, in Africa. to make sure that they don't have a president that moves for their benefit. You know what I mean? How the hell France got the Eiffel Tower lit up on display? The whole fucking France lit up, and the fucking people in Niger ain't got electricity. People in Burkina Faso, 20% of the people got electricity, access to electricity. 20%.
And they sitting on all that resources.
And y'all living good on my shit. You know what I mean? Right. Y'all living good. What does they got? What does France have? What does England have? What does England produce? They got nothing. They can't even feed themselves on their own. They got nothing. They are not energy self-sufficient. They are not food self-sufficient. So their whole existence is based on the exploitation and rape of other people. Do you think these people are going to willingly give this up? Let you be free and control your shit? Will my life, my children's life, depend on stealing your shit? Ain't no fucking, ain't no fairness or decency or any of that when it comes down to the survival of my people, my children. Now, people don't understand. You dealing with an animal that was living in a cave, marrying dogs. What do you think? They rehabilitated it. They became nice to me. They outgrew it. That's who they are. You know, Negroes run around chasing white folks like that's something to emulate. These people, the whole concepts of the old thing we talk about, the old fairy tales, talking about mud pies and this and that, that's who these people are. Where did that come from? Those are not rumors. Those are not illusions. These people eat shit. They was eating shit.
Hey, who was doing that?
White people.
Wow. Is it nutritious or something? Did we miss something? Or what the hell is that all about? What was the purpose of doing that? What could be the purpose of doing that?
They actually thought that was healthy. They was, look at me. Maybe one day do a whole show on white folks historical for all that she came from.
Wow, that's crazy right there.
Yeah, look at the research and the origins of my body. All that bullshit. These people have no problem. Why do you think they have such a love for animals? Because they got a different relationship with animals. The white man grew up. If your wife needed medical care and your cow needed medical care, who's going to get the medical care?
The wife?
The cow?
Hell no. The white man always been in war with his woman. Never cared. That's where their religion origins are different than ours. They couldn't conceive of a deity that was feminine. White man's always been in war with his woman. Who else but a homosexual could come up with a Father, Son, the Holy Ghost and totally neglect and negate the female principle? You know, no African in the world could conceive of a god without the balance of a goddess.
Right.
Right. There's always a female counterpart right. in the African religions. Wow.
What they consider religions, the major religions, are all male-dominated murder cults with no the woman is nothing. Feminine principle is dead, nothing. That's who they are. You know, people come up with all kind of excuses and reasons for like they got the book called The Iceman Inheritance, trying to understand everybody. It irritates me about some of these so-called black scholars. They went through so much double time trying to explain, trying to look for an excuse for the cracker being the cracker. That's just who he is. He's incapable. He cannot. That's who he is. He can do no better. He got this envy, he got this, what they call it, the extinction complex, and he's jealous of our dicks and all that dumb shit. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with none of that. That's who he is. That's who he is. And it's a shame what happened to him. What's happening to him? They actually went in and killed the president. They killed the president because he had the audacity of entertaining a Russian dignitary.
That's Jovenel Moise, assassinated in 2021?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I see that where they killed him. And they, the prime minister who took leadership after him is Henry, somebody named Henry. Henry said that Haiti's long overdue elections cannot be held until the country reaches a basic level of security. So they never have an election.
No, how could they? The last president that had an election, they kicked him out of the country.
They hoist him off in a plane, right? So,
right.
If they keep chopping off these heads in Haiti, which is happening, you see, either somebody is getting killed or hoisted off somewhere, right? Or bored
right.
off, right? You can more than one way to cut a head off. You can pay it and cut that head off, right?
Right.
That's just,
you know,
we up at 2000, we here. We right now, though. I mean, like, yo, we right now. We this is a problem.
White psychopaths control all the ports in Haiti. Who owned the ports in Haiti? Look into who owned all the ports in Haiti.
Right. Okay.
They're not Haitian. I give you a hint. He's not Haitian.
The UN peacekeeping missions in Haiti, they said they're there. They got allegations of sexual abuse, introduction of deadly cholera epidemic. More biological warfare. Killed 10,000 people.
You know what I mean?
So they got it going on.
How many Haitians they killed by dumping shit in the water? This was done by the Americans. America came and UN came and dumped shit in the drinking water. They killed thousands of Haitians with cholera.
Wow. So Haiti is the United States of America's. So Haiti is U.S.'s dirty little secret, but not so secret. Well, I don't know if too many people are listening to us, so it's going to remain a secret if it depends on people listening to this show. So in Haiti, genocide was par for the course. Thievery, corruption, and exploitation was and is the agenda
all in the best interest of Haitians or Haiti and the benefit of the U.S. who interest supersedes the interest of Haitians. No wonder why they left Haitians sitting in inner tubes over burdened sinking boats in the water off the coast of Southern America. Old habits die hard. And if you are used to abusing and causing the death of a people, what would prompt you to do otherwise? It's funny how the U.S. Gives Israel all its money. You know what I'm saying? That's not a U.S. country. They give them millions and billions of dollars a year, like it's a kid. You know, like that's just third child.
You can't even count their money.
Funny how they
do
that.
Much money. Yeah.
Running to the aid of everybody except even his own citizens, and black folks can just forget about it. Like you said, we still at the bottom of the totem pole, but we as a people, we have to be mindful of the way we are at the bottom, because we don't have to be. They could view us at the bottom, but we don't have to live at the bottom of the barrel. I'm gonna get off of here because I have two more minutes left. I want to thank you for calling in, brothers. Always a pleasure. Thank all my callers.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, man, because it's good to hear somebody else talk. Because I'm not the information show. I'm the talk. It's supposed to be a talk show, so it's always good. So people who's just hearing this, I'm not the information guy. I don't have boots on the ground. I don't know if any of this is true. I get information and share it with you. Do your own research. Feel me?
Right.
Don't stop.
Yeah, I ain't told you nothing you can't find out.
That's right. Go find out for yourself. Until next week, though. I want to thank everybody again. I want to thank the creator, my brother, or Chango.
Yes, sir.
All right. And everybody, you know, till next week, y'all, all callers and listeners, on alert. Do your homework. Learn, baby, learn. Peace out, y'all.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.